And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. will begin airdropping humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
The president announced the long-considered move on Friday after at least 115 Palestinians were killed and more than 750 others were injured, according to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry. On Thursday, when witnesses said nearby Israeli troops opened fire as huge crowds raced to pull goods off an aid convoy, Israel said many of the dead were trampled in a stampede linked to the chaos and that its troops fired at some in the crowd who they believed moved toward them in a threatening way. Biden made the announcement while hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at the White House. Russians who currently live in Tbilisi honored the memory of Alexei Navalny, who was buried Friday, by visiting a memorial in the Georgian capital. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Russians now living in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi revered the memory of Alexei Navalny, who was buried Friday, by visiting a memorial organized near a building that used to hold the Russian embassy. This is Anastasia, a resident of Tbilisi. Emotions are heavy, of course. It is a grief. We buried Alexei. I hope he finds peace. I want to believe and hope that the work of Alexei will be continued not so much by his associates and his wife, but by the people who believe that Russia will be free and happy. Navalny died in an Arctic prison on February 16th, sparking accusations from his supporters that he had been murdered. The Kremlin has denied any state involvement in his death. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte signed a security deal with Ukraine in the northeastern city of Kharkiv on Friday and said the Netherlands would help fund the supply of 800,000 artillery shells to hold back Russian forces. Angela Johnston from Reuters reports.
Rutte said the Netherlands would kick in $162 million toward the initiative launched by the Czech Republic, which said it sourced hundreds of thousands of ammunition rounds to be delivered to Ukraine if funding was secured. The shells would plug a big hole in Ukraine's stockpiles, as a U.S. military aid package remains stuck in Congress after months of Republican opposition. Friday's security agreement also includes more than $2 billion of military aid from the Netherlands this year, as well as other defense assistance over the next decade. Rutte is the seventh Western leader to sign a 10-year security pact with Ukraine in the past 2 months. The promises for fresh aid come as Russia presses its offensive in the east, 2 years after launching a full-scale invasion.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Friday said that the apparent deliberate denial of safe access for humanitarian agencies with war-torn Sudan could amount to a war crime.
I call again on the warring parties to meet their legal obligations by opening humanitarian corridors without delay before more lives are lost.
Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has been fighting Sudan's army for control of the country since April 2023. Millions of people in Sudan's Darfur region are at risk of dying of hunger after a decision by the Sudanese government to prohibit aid deliveries through Chad, an advocacy group for internally displaced people said on Tuesday. A New Jersey businessman pleads guilty and agrees to cooperate in Senator Bob Menendez's corruption case, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Jose Uribe admitted he gave Menendez's wife a Mercedes-Benz in return for the senator stopping all investigations related to one of Uribe's associates. According to the plea agreement, Uribe could face up to 95 years in prison. He could get leniency because of his expected cooperation in the case. Authorities say Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and the Mercedes in exchange for his help and influence over foreign affairs. The Menendezes have pleaded not guilty. Their trial is expected to start in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
Boeing is in talks to buy Spirit AeroSystems, which makes fuselages for Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. The company confirmed media reports Friday about the discussions. Boeing used to own Spirit, and the company says bringing the manufacturer back into the Boeing fold would improve plane quality and safety. Boeing spun off Spirit AeroSystems nearly 20 years ago as it moved to an outsourcing model. That model has come under question because of quality issues at Spirit, which is based in Wichita, Kansas. Spirit made the door panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines jetliner in January. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.